Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Kevin Wooden, coming off an absolutely thrilling win, 61-60 over Alaska Fairbanks. Again, Kevin, this was a team that came in, you know, they won their first game of the year, had come in losing 18 straight. They were 0-8 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. You win on a shot at the buzzer by Kayla Ryan, 61-60. You know, maybe not four stars for style points, but boy, this was a big win for you.
Yeah, it was a great win for us. Just in the way that we won, just knowing that you can come back from, you know, being 6 points down with less than a minute to get a couple big buckets, and then that the players literally played till the very end as Kayla Mander shot at the buzzer. The second half was just filled with ice cold shooting for us. I think we were 3 for 26 until we made those final three. But I'm really proud of the players for keeping at it and pulling it out at the end.
Yeah, boy, you take a look at the game, and we've talked about it time and time again this year, the fact that this team has had their share of shooting woes at times. You shoot 33.3% there in the first half, 12 for 36. You'd have probably killed for those numbers there in the second half. You ended up going 8 for 35, 20 for 71 for the game, just over 28%. You look at those kind of numbers, but then you combine them with some other things. You only had the 13 turnovers. You out-rebounded the other team 51-42. From that standpoint, obviously, you shoot better. You probably don't put yourself in that kind of position.
Definitely. You just have to adjust to the game, and we had more shots. We had 12 more shot attempts than them. We scored 5 more points at the foul line. Like you said, we had less turnovers. So we did a lot of the things statistically that we tried to do. We try to get 10 more attempts than our opponent, and if we can neutralize the rebounds, we feel pretty good about that. And in this game, we actually out-rebounded our opponent. So it just comes down to how we shoot. And actually, I believe in the second half, our shots were even more open than they were in the first half. It just, for some reason, we couldn't get them down for a while. Maybe we just got a little bit tight. But give people credit. Stanhope hit a huge three, and then Mandy Jacobs takes a lot of guts to knock down a three with 35 seconds left to pull us within one. She'd missed every shot she'd taken until that shot, so was proud of her. And we just did a lot of good things in that last minute. I was proud of the way that they played then.
It's kind of a fascinating thing to me because you've got some really good shooters on this team. There's no question. McNamee, Stanhope, Kautzman, Mandy, and as you mentioned, 0 for 10 before she hit that big three. I mean, obviously, Kayla Ryan, a good shooter. Kayla has struggled a little bit before hit the bucket. You know, she missed some shots underneath. But what is confusing is, and we talked about it before the game, is that you guys really are getting some good looks, but for whatever reason, right now, they're just dropping. And I suppose from a coach's standpoint, I suppose you saw it through the high school years. You're now seeing it in college. Sometimes it's just hard to put a finger on why you guys are struggling from the floor.
It is, and it's really not worth, talking. You don't want to tell your players too many times that, hey, we need to shoot better. I mean, they hear it. They know it. What we have to do is continue to move and try to get good shots, and if we're doing that, eventually they will fall, and nobody's trying harder to make them than them, and I understand that. So I think we just need to really not really discuss it very much, just play.
I think the thing that does, and you alluded to it, which I think is really interesting about this team, it doesn't seem to be a confidence issue. And let me explain. You got somebody like Mandy who goes 0 for 10 from the floor and then hits the big three. Callie Stanhope had certainly struggled as well, and she hits the big three. It doesn't appear that this team, that there's any players on this team that are scared to take the tough shots at crunch time, and that's something to their credit, regardless of what's happening on the floor at the time.
Well, I think they recognize that we're a balanced team, and one of our greatest strengths is that we really don't have a single go-to type player, whether it's Kayla, Callie, Mandy, Callie, Sarah, all of them. Those ones have been our starting five as of late, but then Rachel will come in and play some meaningful minutes there at the end, and Ashley too. Any of those players could take a critical shot, and that's to their credit. And that's just how our team is. We're versatile and balanced. So what I liked is that I didn't hear about it until later, but Mandy had said that Callie Stanhope kind of told her that she's going to have to hit a big shot in that last minute, and she needs to shoot it like she's made every shot all night. And in talking with her yesterday in class, I mean, that's the kind of leadership that you need from one of your guards to tell somebody like that to kind of hang in there. And sure enough, then Andy hit a big shot. So those are things that young teams go through, and I think that will just go into their experience bank and make them better in the long run.
Talk more about the game against Alaska Fairbanks and the upcoming games as the Yellow Jackets get set to head on the road at Western Oregon and St. Martin's this Thursday and Saturday. That on the second part of the Coach's Show.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelou talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, coming off that big 61-60 win over Alaska Fairbanks. There was a point in the first half where you led by 11 points with about 5 minutes and 23 seconds left. I got to be honest with you, from the standpoint of just sitting there, calling the game, it really seemed like the game was kind of in hand right then. And then all of a sudden, that's when you guys started to go ice cold, which I know is always a little bit disconcerting to a coach right before the half, kind of allowed him to get back in and make it a three-point game. Talk about that stretch, and did they do anything to kind of affect you, or was it just a matter that just weren't able to close out the half?
I don't think it was what they did at all. We missed two or three free throws. We missed really uncontested type of putbacks. We missed open jump shots. So we just, for a significant point in the game there, and then we really only scored, I think, about 2 points in the first 7 or 8 opening minutes of the second half. So it's, you know, it just happened, and it really wasn't by design. I think we were battling hard. They definitely have a couple very good players that were hard to guard for us. Edwards was very good off the dribble, and she you know, you got to give someone like her credit. She, in the season, she was like 11 for 55 from the three-point line, which is about 20%. And in the first half, she goes 3 for 6. So anytime, whether it's you or the opponent, if you can get a player that's hot, you can make an impact. And it's really more what they were doing. I think we need to give them credit. And luckily, we kind of stayed the course and were able to finally come out of that shooting woes late in the game.
You know, I think it should be noted, you know, we've talked about the fact that you struggled offensively, but taking a look at what you did defensively, I mean, they only shoot 22 for 59 for the game, just a little bit over 37%, 6 for 21. They put up a lot of threes. They ended up making 6 of those. Actually, it turns out the same number of threes that you hit over the course of the game, so you were at least equal there in terms of the number that went in. But from a defensive standpoint, again, this team played a pretty solid game.
We did. It was statistically a pretty solid game, and we found a way to get it done at the end, and that's really what it comes down to. Anytime you're playing a team that's lost a lot of games in a row, you know, there's no pressure on them. They're going to come in and play loose, and they did. And we really wanted to win badly, but I think right now we just try a little bit too hard sometimes. And once we get our shooting percentages back into that 40 range, which isn't really asking going crazy, if we could just shoot in the low 40s, I think we have a chance to beat a lot of different teams.
We'll take a look at a lot. You talked about the fact that this is a very balanced team, and really not just in terms of scoring, but in terms of the other areas as well. If you take a look at the rebounds, Kayla Ryan ended up with a nice another double-double as she gets 11 rebounds. and 13 points, and Callie Kautzman gets 10 boards along with her 17 points. And then you go down the line from there. You've got you've got Ashley Reed, the outstanding freshman, with 8 rebounds. You've got Mandy Jacobs and Callie Stanhope with 6. In terms of assists, pretty much the same way down the line. I know you lost a lot of assist opportunities with with the loss of Chantel early in the season. But again, it's sometimes we talk about balance, we talk about scoring, but you're getting balance in a lot of those other areas as well.
Yeah, it's a very team-oriented attack, just on both ends of the game. We have balance, and that's important. Depth is a little bit suspect just because of numbers. Anytime you lose a Chantel and then a Kylie to two players to injury, and then a third one left the team. I mean, you take three players off a team of 12, just the number of minutes that takes in practice. And I think there's just a little bit of a fatigue factor that has something to do with us right now. And but I do think we're mentally getting fresher, and we're going to just give it our very best over this last half of the conference season.
I got to be honest with you. I sort of dropped the ball there on the last play of the game in which Kayla got the shot. I actually thought Callie Kautzman had taken the shot, and then Kayla had just gotten a rebound, but it was actually a pass from Callie, as I understand it. When you talk about that last play, and obviously you design a play, you've got it imagined to go a certain way. Did it go the way that it was designed, or did the girls make the adjustment, particularly talking about Callie and Kayla, to make that play work?
Well, they executed it well in that it is a play that we've run. I think we ran it once in that game, but we've run it several times before. The first factor was there's only 3.8 seconds left, and we're out of timeouts. Luckily, it was right in front of our bench, so they were able to hear the play call. But we talk about and we work on special situations, and any time we're the offensive team and we're down at that point, we want a quick shot. So if by chance we do miss, that there might be the opportunity for either a tip in or a catch and shoot on the rebound. And Callie Kautzman was wide open in that 6-foot area, and she made the right decision in that to be aggressive right towards the basket, and she saw Kayla open and kind of made a little bit of a, it looked kind of like a shot, kind of like a pass. In talking with her, she calls it a pass, so I believe her there, but really doesn't matter. Kayla made a nice job on the weak side and put the ball up, and luckily it stayed in. It seemed to kind of start to come back out, but it ended up okay.
Yeah, I was saying, like, it took an eternity for that ball to finally drop. But anyway, end result, Montana State Billings defeats Alaska Fairbanks 61-60. We'll talk about this week's games coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Well, the team now 3-5 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on a one-game winning streak, 10-9 overall on the road this week. Thursday, they're at Western Oregon, and then St. Martin's on Saturday. You've already played St. Martin's. You've had a good look at them, defeated them to start off the Great Northwest Athletic Conference season at home. Of course, now you're on the road, and I know it's a totally different scenario, but let's talk about the first game in particular, your first look at Western Oregon. What do they bring to the table?
Well, Western Oregon's a very solid team. They're 4-5 in the league now, but they've played a very tough league schedule. They're just getting better. I think this is Coach Bruce's maybe his fourth year there. They seem to get better every year. And they have one of the premier players in the conference in Katie Torland, and another very solid guard in Sarah Zoller. So they have two go-to players, and they've beaten Northwest Nazarene at home. They've got a lot of good wins, and it's going to be a very good game. Size-wise, they're similar. They're not very big as well, but they're very athletic. They like to push the tempo, and should be a fun game to play.
talk about St. Martin's, obviously you've already seen them once. I always think one of the interesting things when you have to play a team twice is you look at those things that worked, and a lot of good things happened for you that night in that win over St. Martin's. But obviously they're going to make adjustments. I suspect you'll make some adjustments. When you go into a game like that, do you look at it on tape and say, okay, this is what we did well the first time, we just need to continue that? Or do you have to sort of try to look into the minds of the St. Martin's coaching staff, figure out what kind of adjustments they're going to make, and make adjustments on your end? How does that kind of work, particularly when you're playing a team for a second time?
Well, in this case, I think both teams will look at the first game. But one thing, that game was early in January. It was approximately 5 to 6 weeks ago. So you will look at that film and figure out what things did work. And you definitely want to devise a game plan around that. But at the same time, you also need to look at how have they been playing lately. Do they have some new sets? Are they playing maybe a player or two more or less than they were when they came here, and make slight adjustments before the game towards that. But then also, you as any time in basketball, you just kind of have to adjust on the run. You never know when there's going to be foul troubles or injuries, or you might have one player that's just more effective that night than other nights. So there's a lot of factors that you really can't plan for, and that's what's really neat about the game of basketball.
I have to say it. I mean, obviously, I'm nothing if I can't, if not a master of the obvious. Obviously, one of the big keys going in this weekend is to love to see this team shoot better.
Yep, we know that, and I think we will. We're looking forward to this trip, and if we do, I think we'll have a great chance to win.
Kevin Wooden, of course, this weekend, as we mentioned, or Thursday. They'll begin Thursday at Western Oregon, then St. Martin's on Saturday, then start off with four straight games at home, beginning with Seattle, Washington on Wednesday, February 17th. Coach Kevin Wooden, congratulations on the big win over Fairbanks. Best of luck this week.
Thank you very much.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden, Canada Blue. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.